It is time once again for Making a Splash here on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly visit from Goldfish Swim School as they stop by to share family swim safety tips, special events, and exciting promotions happening over there. The conversation brought to us by Goldfish, and joining me today is the owner of the Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill, Danelle Alex. Danelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brayton. Thanks for having me. It's always great to see you.
Absolutely. Well, we always love having you guys here on the first Friday of each month, and we talk about different things, and it seems like today's topic is a pretty important one for parents and students to keep in mind, too, because Goldfish is all about teaching people how to swim, kind of getting over, making sure that kids are comfortable in the water, maybe even getting over a fear of swimming, too. And we know that that can be kind of hard for people, whatever the age is, if it's a young kid who just feels uncomfortable in the water or somebody who's had bad experiences or grown up being afraid of the water. And we know that the team at Goldfish is really dedicated to helping kids grow past those fears, get used to it, and then kind of use that to translate to other aspects of life too. So can you share some of the fears and anxieties that you guys have Goldfish, as Goldfish teachers, regularly see kids come into the swim school with?
Absolutely. So let me just start by saying it would be an abnormal shift if we went through without any tears from any swimmers.
Really?
Yeah, the majority of kids in lessons are thriving, they're learning, they're engaged. And although kids can definitely be naturally brave and start out that way, it doesn't always mean they did start out that way. And oftentimes you don't know the story behind how they got there. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States today, and kids are definitely not excluded. Although we do see a fear of the water occasionally, what we mainly see is separation anxiety. And according to Psychology Today, the most prevalent type of anxiety disorder in children under the age of 12 is separation anxiety. We see a big range of anxiety displays as well, anywhere from the child being willing to sit in class, but sort of shutting down and not really wanting to talk to anyone or participate, to crying, kicking, screaming. But any of these are really normal ways for children to display that they're unhappy. We think actually we've seen quite a bit more of separation anxiety now due to the pandemic too, which isn't anyone's fault, but something that we've taken notice of and something we've adapted to.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Kids not going to school quite as much because of, virtual learning, being with the parent all the time instead of just on the weekends or, weeknights and summer vacation. Like that's a lot of time together. And for a young kid, I can imagine that attachment just grows. Mm-hmm. Stronger and stronger. And I mean, with the age group that Goldfish works with too, you get a lot of strong emotions, whether that's the little kids or kids who might be a little on the older side. You still, I imagine, at that point get a very kind of entrenched, dug in, no, I feel this way, or yes, I feel this way about something.
That's the nice thing, and maybe not the not so nice thing about kids, is that you definitely know how they're feeling. They don't hide it.
Yeah. So what are some ways that Goldfish kind of deals with that? I know that your teachers and members of the team are important and are in tune to those emotions, I think is a better way to put it. But what are some ways that they try to help keep kids calm if they are really uncomfortable taking that first step to learn how to swim?
Mm-hmm. So to help you understand kind of our mentality behind what we do, I'll give you a little bit of context. We all know that there are certain type of activities that are non-negotiable, like dropping kids off at daycare. Parents may experience some separation anxiety from their kids when they drop off their kids at daycare, but they push through it because it's something you have to do. Parents have to go to work, or they have other obligations they have to, make happen. A lot of people view swim lessons as just another activity or exercise, but in reality, it's a life skill and potentially the difference between life or death. And so in our view, what we try to get the message out about is that swim lessons are non-negotiable too. Because swim lessons are so important, we do everything we can to help kids get past their anxieties and become comfortable so we can start the learning process. And we just don't give up. Our approach is being mindful of where kids are at and understanding their mentality. And as I mentioned before, the nice thing about kids is that you often don't have to figure out how they're feeling. They definitely don't hide what they're feeling. They've got big emotions, especially the younger they are. So meeting kids where they're at often means having another teacher or a deck assistant come over to work one-on-one with them to help calm them down. We usually proactively staff one or two extra deck assistants for this very reason. So with kids, we'll use a variety of distraction techniques or things to help show the kids that we're on their side, essentially. If the kids are on the younger side, sometimes being silly or goofy can often show that we're non-threatening to them. Or we'll ask questions about what they like and what their interests are, just to get to know them, have them, we're interested in them. Or sometimes just holding them or supporting them is just enough too. We may not always be able to get to those swim skills in that first lesson right away, or even in the second lesson, but what our main focus is at that point is meeting them where they're at, and we'll take them into the water and hold them so they feel safe. The one thing we absolutely don't do, unless there's a huge safety risk or something, is call the parents back in during a lesson. By standing firm and setting our boundaries and showing kids that this is lesson time and giving them the space to calm down, it helps them understand that, one, their upset behavior, although it's okay to have big feelings, it won't always change the situation that they're in to make it more comfortable for them. Mm. And two, we'll always remain consistent so they know what to expect. And so little by little, we want our swimmers to rise to the challenge. And everyone's challenges look different. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Sometimes it takes until the end of the first lesson. Sometimes it takes a couple months for kids to get over their anxieties. It's all normal. But like I said, we won't ever give up, and we'll always meet them where they're at.
And we've talked about this in the past, too. Part of trying to help them kind of overcome that, or at least providing a comfortable atmosphere to do these lessons, is exactly that, providing a comfortable atmosphere. You guys make the building really warm, you make the water really warm, so it's not a immediate kind of shocking experience getting in or anything along those lines. There's bright colors, all that stuff. It seems like that's another part of just trying to help these kids get comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they walk in and they know it's for them, so like they know it's a place for kids, but sometimes that doesn't always work. And so, like I said, we meet them where they're at. Like, they already know it's a place for kids, but they have to know that they have to trust us as well, as teachers, as, you know, friends, as someone who's there for them.
We're speaking with Danelle Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill, here on Making a Splash. Of course, the conversation being brought to us by Goldfish Swim School. So that's kind of on the kids' side of things. You mentioned the parents being out of the room for the lessons too, and goodness knows parents have their own set of fears and anxieties when it comes to their kids learning things and being safe. So what are some things that parents can do to try and keep in mind and maybe even overcome their own fears with turning their kid over to the team at Goldfish to help them learn how to swim?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm a parent. It's hard to see our children cry. Like, it pulls so deeply at our heartstrings because it's literally our DNA mixed into someone else. But as parents, we'll likely have the most impact on our kids than anyone else in the world will. And it's important for us to model behaviors and explain to our kids the world and what to expect. So it's not really about fixing or avoiding, but rather helping them work through and understand. As parents, we can, one, understand their symptoms, such as verbal and nonverbal cues, so you and anyone that works with your child can be proactive in their approach. Two, you can validate and normalize their feelings, just reminding your child that it's okay to feel a certain way. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel upset. Three, you can set boundaries by using direct and decisive language. It helps your child manage expectations. So in a swim lesson term, we continually talk to our kids and say, hey, we're going to swim lessons tomorrow. We're going to swim lessons at 3:30 today. Don't forget, you're going to be a big kid and you're going to sit in the class with the instructor. You know, all these expectations that we just don't want to surprise our kids. It's a lot easier to have them know what's going into it versus just throwing them into a situation. And we do that as adults too. We don't like to be thrown in situations either.
Mm-hmm.
Four, we can empower them with coping skills. We can teach them how to practice being in a calm state and work through those big emotions with calming routines such as, you know, breathing or just counting, things like that. And five, and just remember that a calm parent equals a calm child. If we don't say something verbally, our faces and nonverbal communication could say a lot for us.
How often do parents come in with their own fear of swimming in water? I mean, I know that the whole model of Goldfish is to make sure that kids learn this important life skill, but how often and is it tricky if you have a parent who comes in and says, well, I'm not particularly comfortable myself getting in the water? How do you kind of work with them to make sure that they're at least comfortable with your team getting kids in the water?
You know, the funny thing is that a lot of parents that are uncomfortable with the water are the parents that really want their kids to learn how to swim. So they're kind of all for, and they say, hey, I'm scared of the water, but I don't want them to be. And that's a really cool feeling to, you know, have them have their trust in us to be able to do that. But that's not to say that all parents are like that. And We do let them know that there are a lot of safety measures in place in our pool to help them, help the kids, you know, feel comfortable. Not only that, but also anything pertaining to the water too. We all of our instructors are lifeguard certified. We have extra lifeguards on deck. We've got extra staff. We have managers roaming around. We have systems in place to make sure that everything runs smoothly, because that is what keeps everybody safe.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, if any of this is ringing a bell, being interesting to you, you can find out more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill by going to their website, which is goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. And every time we have you guys in, we always ask what is new at the swim school or what is going on. And since we are now into December, I think people thinking about holiday season a lot, thinking about some gifts. What are some things that are happening at the facility and something that people should keep in mind as we're getting closer and closer to the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, so we still have some holiday packages available. We're running low, but you can get some now if you get in there as soon as possible. Holiday packages are months of lessons plus some really cool merch as well. You know, we have our second birthday party coming up, actually. We're
no kidding.
Yeah, Goldfish Chapel is turning two already. It's
wow.
Amazing. It's crazy. So we're excited for that. And we also, just to let you know, we've got a Toys for Tots donation, too, as well at our facility, just in case you are need a place to donate your toys.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for stopping by, as always, sharing all this exciting stuff and sharing these tips, too, about how folks can try and get comfortable in the water and hopefully what they can learn when they show up to Goldfish Swim School. Again, their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill, if you want to learn more about their lessons and how you can really sign up. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all the cool things they are doing. As always, Danelle, Alex, thanks so much for stopping by on Making a Splash.
Thanks, Brighton.
Again, this conversation brought to us by Goldfish Swim School. Your time is 3:44, so we're going to take a quick break now. But when we come back on News on the Hill, we have got a look at our events calendar on chapelboro.com, as well as traffic and weather.